Did the spirit of the people at home have an effect on the church? The people that protested the war, did they affect the church spirit at all?
Oh, naturally it did. And a lot of the troops resented it because a lot of them felt like they were over there for a good cause. And I know when I returned from Vietnam, I was stationed in San Francisco, and San Francisco being the hub of some of the very liberal thought because of proximity to Berkeley and places like that, there were some of the leaders in the anti-war movement and are very liberally oriented places anyway. I had to deal with people that looked down on me just because I was willing to serve in Vietnam. That kind of, attitude by people that you're supposed to represent when you're in the military, that all it does is divide the country. It doesn't help our country. If our country's going to commit people to something, then the country needs to get behind it. Either that or we shouldn't be committed to start with. And I think, years ago in the Desert Storm operation, I think our country had learned a lesson, because when we had that operation, we were committed to it. We didn't pull any punches, except in the fact that we maybe didn't go as far as we should have before we stopped.
What were the feelings toward the president at this time?
Well, the military in that time frame, I guess, pretty much supported the president and what he's trying to do. But the civilian population, at best, was divided over whether they supported what we were trying to do in Vietnam. And it caused a lot of problems for our country because being such a divisive issue. And in our country, for years and years after that, never has really recovered from some of the wounds that started, because there's still a lot of people that resent what happened, and a lot of Vietnam veterans today still suffer from a lot of mental problems as a result of us going to Vietnam, and they kind of hold society accountable for the way that they were treated after they got home. A lot of people didn't have problems that way, but there's an awful lot of them that have. Some people say, well, they use that as a crutch. Other people say some of them had good cause. Because there was a lot of guys that went to Vietnam were exposed to a lot of things like Agent Orange and other things that caused problems in later life for their health. And the government had done enough to support some of those people. And a lot of it is just, I think, the anti-war mentality carried over even to the way the veterans were treated that did serve.
How about the use of Agent Orange? How did the troops
know about that? Well, the troops, as far as realizing what kind of effects it may or may not have on them at the time, that wasn't really known, or it wasn't publicly known, so anybody didn't know what to do. But I have flown over areas where Agent Orange was used on the jungle below. I mean, there's nothing down there. That stuff literally, it just wiped ground. All you see was just a gray-looking dead area where it was used. But the people that actually fought in Vietnam, they felt like that was beneficial because it would get rid of so many places that Charlie could hide. And he'd take away his jungle canopy that covered his movements. That was the whole point of using it in a lot of ways.
When you look back on it now, do you think the Army's use of it was... Do you think they realized the extent of its damage at the time?
Well, I don't know that they knew because, you know, I don't know that we know how a lot of things will affect us 20 and 30 and 40 years from now that we are just now developing. So I'm sure they didn't know just how it would affect for sure. And I'm sure they had some ideas, but it's just like anything else, you know. When it comes to studies about health-related matters, you know, years before confirming information could substantiate or not a certain piece of information. So I don't know how you can say, yeah, we knew it was or not.
What were the exact dates of your involvement in Vietnam?
From October of 69 to October of 70.
Almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Who was president when you returned?
Nixon.
Did you think he was a good president, or?
I did. The Watergate episode will be, shamefully, the Watergate episode will be the thing that probably Nixon will be remembered for. But Nixon did a lot of great things when he was in office. He opened up our relations with Red China, which had been non-existent for somewhere in the area of 30 years, and helped us evolve a policy that got us out of Vietnam and established a policy that really militarily made more sense than just what we were doing. And just in social policy and things like that, I believe that he fit the American way of thinking at the time a lot better than Johnson did.
When it was revealed to the country what had gone on with this scandal, what was society's mood there?
You're talking about Watergate?
Yeah.
Well, it was, all the press jumped all over it like they do on something of that type, because they just, you know, it's like they grabbed it by the throat and they didn't choke, you know, they didn't let go till it was dead type of thing. It was a mentality. Nixon never was popular with the press, and his political staff, so they went after him with all guns blazing, and naturally, you know, they were going to find what they did. And just the way the news has been reported all these years after Watergate, I always read the newspaper with half belief in it, because, you know, I'm sure that it was proven that Nixon and his guys were done what they did, but I never liked the way the whole situation was handled in the press. I never liked the way the press handled Nixon and the things he did that well. And every conservative movement since, the press has tried to stifle. And my political leanings have steadily gone more conservative over the years because of the way the federal government tries to mandate things. And I think the American people in the last election showed they're tired of it too.
When you look back over this period we've been discussing, from your early childhood to your 20s and 30s, what is your favorite period or your fondest memory, and why?
Well, I'm not sure how I could say what my favorite period was. Because there was a lot of things I enjoyed, but they were, a lot of things I enjoyed were not necessarily in a favorable time. But when I was a kid growing up, and actually I got to, I enjoyed being able to travel around and see a lot of different things when my father was in the Army. And my experiences traveling while I was in the Army. Those things I remember. And after that, I got out of the Army, of course, you know, getting married and having my kids, those are the things that I want to remember.
Who was your favorite president?
I guess I would have to say Reagan, because he kind of restored a little American dignity and pride after he'd been sabotaged for so many years with mistakes and just the way the American people and the press just kind of cut us in half because of the Vietnam and Watergate era. I think that if Reagan can't get credit for anything else, he get credit for healing the mentality of this country.
Mr. Rushbrooks, thank you for your time and for allowing me to interview you. You've been a great help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.